We're here with Emily Feedens today, Assistant Administrator for Marion County Emergency Management on Severe Weather Awareness Week as part of the Special Edition News Magazine. Emily, thanks for visiting with me today. Let's just start off our conversation talking a little bit about kind of the department here at Marion County and how emergency management really contributes to severe weather and threats that approach us with severe weather.
Thanks for having me, Clayton. So we stay in touch one-on-one with the National Weather Service whenever we have any sort of weather coming up, whether it's substantial rain, if it's a winter weather advisory and there's a snowstorm coming in, or sometimes in these cases when we have a tornado warning. If they see something heading towards Marion County, we're in direct touch with them. If we have specific questions for them, we can call them, we can reach them via our portable radios, and we can also reach out to them on one of our channels called Slack. So it's just kind of a one-on-one communication that we have with them, and we try to keep that relationship in good standing, so that way if we have anything that happens or we have any questions that come up, you know, we can reach out to them and everything is taken care of from there. You know, whenever we have severe storms coming in, we work a lot with our schools, so we're keeping an eye on the timing of those storms, what those storms are looking like. Is school going to be in session? Are they going to be high winds? You know, our buses going to be on the roads trying to get our kids home or to school? What does that look like? So keeping close communications with our schools also is a big one. One of the things that we like to remind everybody is we do have what's called Marion Alerts, right? So whenever the National Weather Service sends out a notification that there's a tornado watch or a tornado warning out, you might receive those alerts on your phone via phone call, text message, email, whatever that looks like via your profile. And those are a big thing, right? Because we want to know what's coming and what that looks like for us and what we need to do. So one of the ways that you can make sure that that profile is set up specifically for you and how you want it, because oftentimes we get the, I got a wind advisory at 2 a.m. for the next day, right? And it woke me up. You can go in and personalize your Marion Alert profile. So if you don't want to get a wind advisory, you can turn that off. Or maybe you just want to get an email instead of a phone call, but you specifically want to receive a tornado warning in a phone call. You can specify what alerts you want in what format, right? So you want that in a phone call. Maybe you want a winter weather advisory in a text message. You can specify how you want that to be. A lot of times, we often push individuals to a website called ready.gov, G-O-V. There are a ton of planning things on there when it comes to any type of weather event. They have a kids section so you can get the kids involved in making a plan for your family. You know, where are we going to go? What should we have in our go kit in the event that we do have to get out and get into our safe space? You know, whether it's water, batteries, flashlights, having your radio on hand. They have a ton of resources. But another really big thing that I want to talk to you about today is making sure that you're reading those special weather statements. Every year it seems we get the comment of, how do I know when I can come out of my, you know, my safe space or my tornado shelter? At what point in time do we know when we can come out? Because the sirens don't tell us when we can come out, right? Well, that's something you need to make sure that you're paying attention to in your weather statement when that comes out via email. Maybe you see it on social media. Maybe you hear it on the radio from KNIA. It tells you what time that warning ends. You know, whether it's 9:48, in the event that that gets extended, you're going to receive another warning, right? Otherwise, at 9:48, you can come out of your safe space. But what if the tornado sirens are going off, but I don't see Knoxville mentioned in my location? Or maybe it's on the northwest side of Knoxville and you live on the southeast side of Knoxville. These are all things that can be found in that special weather statement. It tells you the specific locations that are impacted by that storm. So you can get so much information from that weather statement, and most of your questions are going to be answered if you just read through it. It's just a matter of reading through it. You'll see the time, you'll see where it's specifically impacting, the direction that it's going, and the speed that it's going.